Hello and welcome to the I Can Do podcast with Benjamin Lee. We're here to talk about tips and strategies to have an I Can Do mindset. Life is what you put into it. Get the most you can. Here's your host, Benjamin Lee.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of I Can Do. I am Benjamin Lee. I hope and pray all is well with you. Today I want to talk a little bit about time. There is a book that I read recently called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, and he talks a great deal about time in that book. I've been going through my personal library, deciding which books I want to keep, which books I'm ready to let go of. There's a book that I started reading a little bit earlier called The 80-20 Principle, The Secret to Achieving More with Less, written by Richard Koch. He talks about a really fun exercise that will really help you to see in what areas of your life or habits or activities are bringing you a great deal of happiness. He talks about this exercise on page number 158 that everybody can do, where you get a clean sheet of paper, you write happiness islands at the top, and you list as many times or events or years, small amounts of time that have contributed a great amount of happiness in your life. It's a fun exercise to do. It's an important exercise to do as well, because sometimes we may not always know what it is that we find or what is actually giving us happiness. And a lot of times we can kind of be all over the place, but understanding what is it that you really enjoy? What is it that you really like to do? What are things in a small amount of time, whether it's days, weeks, months, or years, that have given you a great deal of happiness? I know for me, one of the circles or one of the islands would be podcasting. I get a lot of happiness out of podcasting, talking to people, thinking about what I can create, envisioning what this podcast will be 1 year, 5 years, 10 years from now. It's a very exciting thing to do, and it doesn't take that much of my time on a weekly basis. I think about photo albums. I really love photo albums. I get a lot of happiness going through old photo albums. I have them going back to when I was in high school. Exercise, that's another island of happiness for me. It doesn't take a long amount of exercise, 25, 30 minutes, high intensity interval training. That gives me a lot of happiness. Now, it doesn't always feel that way, but after I get done, I am pretty happy. Pickleball is a new sport that I'm playing, and that's really given me a great new source of happiness. So what's the point of this exercise? Well, what characteristics are you going to see and identify? And what habits or things that you're doing are giving you the most joy and happiness? Those are areas of our lives to continue to lean into and to maybe even explore a little bit more. Now, he also talks about in this book here, the 80-20 principle, he talks a little bit more about different things that you can do. You can also do this where you can make achievement islands, where you look at days, weeks, months, years, where looking at how you've been able to achieve a great deal of success or progress in a short amount of time. I was greatly reminded of this week, where when I really got back to the basics of deep work, blocking out my time, where I just had a set amount of time with no interruptions, it was staggering how much work I was able to get done. Not to say that I don't get work done, but it's amazing to see how much can be accomplished in a short amount of time, when there's great focus, and also when it's something that you love to do. So I want to encourage you to create some happiness islands. You know, you can do the same thing as well, unhappiness islands as well, to really see and identify and double down and continue to do the things with your time that's going to be effective and the most valuable use of your time. I would love to hear from you. I can do, so can you. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. If you are in the need or are looking for more motivation in your life, feel free to check out my website, benjaminlee.blog, where you can find hundreds of encouraging, motivational blog posts on a variety of subjects. You can find all of my books, which can also be found on amazon.com, and other podcast interviews with a variety of people. I hope this helps. Please leave me a rating and a review. I can do, and so can you. Take care, and God bless.